Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff was there in Cleveland.
Lovely night.
Yeah, what? I guess, like, from being there, maybe, is there something about taking in that game and the aftermath of it that you think being there would give you greater perspective on than, like, all of us who were watching Kirk Herbstreit call Kenny Pickett Ryan Pickett?
Yeah, I heard about that
on TV last night.
That's not Buckeye pride right there.
Well, it is, because Ryan Pickett went to...
No, but I mean, for a Buckeye to be on national TV screwing
you
up like that.
You ever heard of the rookie? You ever heard of Ryan Pickett? Mm. And he's just, I think he's fed up.
Ouch.
Not to be outdone, Tony Gonzalez said, hold my beer.
I got to see that young rookie come in here. Kenny Powers.
I wish his name was Kenny Powers.
Kenny, that would be incredible.
Just change your name to Powers for all of us.
Right?
When I heard that last night, it made me miss the show, and it made me want to go back and watch it.
I think I will. HBO Max?
Yeah.
So watching that first half, watching the Steelers' offensive line was enjoyable. I mean, they were getting some push. They had Cleveland confused with their tempo. Like, that was... And then the second half, Cleveland's offensive line just took over, and it was just the other way. I mean, you just watch them get up to the line of scrimmage, and it's not like they were gashing for 10, 12 a pop, but...
Jeff, who looked bad from up top? Who were the guys that were really sticking out to you like a sore thumb
from
seeing the whole field?
In the first half, I thought Adams played well, and then those guys were just... They're front seven total.
Everybody.
Yeah, there were a lot of tackles. I mean, Jack and Bush had over 10 tackles, but...
I didn't think either guy played well.
I agree.
Well, they got
and
destroyed Spillane by the tight end,
Jack,
too.
Jack, on the second play of the game, Jack completely guessed wrong, and if Minka doesn't make a shoestring tackle on Chubb, it's a touchdown.
The tight end had the game of his life.
Oh, and I mean, tight ends do this in the league. I get it. But Njoku did have a monster game. And it's funny, they were interviewing him before the game on the field.
With his shirt off.
Yes. And he ended up
He came ready to play.
Jeff. Did you know what was weird to me watching it at home? This was one of those thoughts that more occurred to me after the fact. They had Brissett as their quarterback, man. And yet that felt like the shoe was on the other foot. They were winning a game that the Steelers have won against them historically a million times, where maybe it's close for a while and then one team just kind of flexes like Big Brother. It was weird to watch it, though, to the point I'm trying to make here, and to feel like, well, yeah, that's just kind of how it is now. Like, I did not have any sort of level of shock or it was just sort of resignation. Like, yeah, they should be just
on paper, they're a better roster.
Up. Oh, wait. Way better roster. I mean, better roster.
And especially along that offensive line. Here's Cleveland. Two first-rounders, two second-rounders, and a fifth-rounder that's been a Pro Bowler.
Being coached by one of the handful of best guys in the league at that job.
The Steelers have a second-rounder, two-thirds, and two-fourths.
But that's because they've got $108 million tied up in their defense. And their defense after the
and
offense.
A first-round running back who's worse right now than the free agent undrafted guy.
The defense after the offense possessed the ball at the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half, had all kinds of time to catch its breath, and then gave up a 14-play scoring drive and an 11-play scoring drive while still fresh before, like, attrition set in with them.
But my point with with Cleveland's offensive line is, like, it took time, and they built it with big-time draft picks.
Oh, if you're comparing the Steelers' offensive line to the Browns' offensive line, I agree with you. I'm saying that what the Steelers have invested on defense should be able to put up more resistance to the Browns' offensive line.
Even without T.J. Watt. Yeah, even without T.J. Watt. But I think we're also seeing the impact he has, not just the plays he makes, but the attention that he receives, which allows others to make
plays. Here's something else. Pony, I thought, made the astute point that, hey, they had a lot of time to rest at the end of the first half into when they actually got the ball in real time. It's probably a nice 20, 25 minutes or something like that before they actually had to get back out there. You're also supposed to make halftime adjustments. And we know that Nick Chubb had a good first half. He had like 58 yards, right? He had that one huge run too. Where are the, you know, they're going to come out with Brissett as quarterback. You know, they're not going to change their stripes. They know what they are with him. Where are the little run blitzes? Where are the little, like, schematic things that you do? No, I know, but where are the ones that you can try to do to really stifle momentum? Like, you're going to scheme something up. That was what we kept hearing when Watt got hurt. Where are the plays schemed up to try to defuse drives and short-circuit them and put them behind the sticks?
So I thought there were a couple times they did run blitz well, but they didn't tackle well. And with Nick Chubb, if you don't have multiple bodies and you're not squared up on him, he's gonna knock you aside. I mean, he is the best, I think, in the game, maybe even right now better than Henry, at being able to
he's the best shrug pure running
off arm tackles.
Oh, Witherspoon wanted no part of him on that big run in the hole.
Tired defenders normally tackle with their arms more than the proper technique.
How about Trubisky in stadium?
You know, at halftime, well, before that last drive of the first half, I mean, we're looking around, we're like, this is an actual NFL offense. Mm-hmm. Like, this is something that can work. This is something, okay, the Steelers have something going on. Let's see what they do in the second half. And we saw, you know, they didn't make those plays. They didn't make that key play. They had a key drop, and their margin for error is so slim, you can't miss those plays with this offense this year. And it's not like we didn't know that going in. We knew that the offense was going to struggle. It's not like we thought, okay, this is a 30-point-a-game offense that's scoring, you know, 10. We kind of figured it was going to be a 2-touchdown offense.
What did you make of Tomlin's response to Brooke Pryor's question straight up about the coordinator and the quarterback?
Here's where I thought it was interesting. He said he wanted to look at the tape, and then at the end he said no. So it was almost as if, yeah, you know, we're thinking about it, and then it's like, I've got to close the door on
this
right now.
I've got to quell the speculation on it.
And say no.
You think he means it?
I absolutely believe
it. Or do you think with enough time to sit and think about it, they might come to a different conclusion?
I don't think it's 100% that it's Trubisky.
What would you do?
What do you mean is you don't think it's 100% it's Trubisky? Why?
Because I think they are going to spend the weekend. Listen, they spent today. A lot of times, day after games.
Would you say 100% Canada's still calling plays?
I think there's a better chance they would change quarterbacks than coordinators, given their history. I'm not saying that that's right or wrong. I'm just saying, given their history, they don't fire coaches very often.
No, but they'll demote someone in season quietly and have somebody else pick up the slack.
I've heard all of us say it. All of our shows pretty much say it. I mean, the idea of bringing in an assistant, some kind of special coach or senior advisor is, I mean, why it isn't done is beyond me. Why not?
Why not even just like quietly give more to Sullivan and kind of push Canada off to the side?
Because I think you want some other ideas at this point, because what you're doing isn't working. And it's not just the play calling, it's the execution. But I want to hear another voice on a day like today, like right now. None of us are around. You stroll Caldwell or Sean Payton or somebody over there for a day or
Sean
two.
Sean Payton's probably going to cost like $1 million a month.
They've got the money.
Oh.
I mean, to my point, bringing ideas, sit around in a room, discuss some new thoughts, and then move forward.
That takes an admission that things aren't working, and I just don't see Tomlin.
I think they're close to that, aren't they?
You do?
Don't you?
I want them to be there. I think they're well past that point, but I mean, I don't think that's how Tomlin's thinking.
Here's why I don't necessarily agree with what you just said there, like that they're close to that point. Mike Tomlin's never been the man exclusively since he took over. He had LeBeau on his side of the ball for a while. Then it was always Ben was around as sort of the more important guy because the quarterback always is. I think he is 3 games into his time as the man now, unchallenged, and he is not going to give up the ship that easily or that quickly.
I know he says a lot, but we have to own this outcome. We will look at this tape and learn, get better, and get better very fast. Look at it, learn, get better very fast. I think might be a key to them thinking about
a change.
We saw some new ideas. It was like, didn't you guys feel in the second quarter like Steelers were checking off all the things we discussed?
Yeah, Canada had read the suggestion box.
Yeah, Canada had listened to the show and was like, all right. Yeah. Well, you know what, though? You say, like, maybe they'll make a change. Like, you think there's at least a chance. What just occurred to me is they could look at the success they had in the second quarter and find that that's more cause not to. Hey, we just got to keep doing those things a little bit more. In fact, that's what I would argue is the most likely thing to happen here. Tomlin says, we were pretty good for 30 minutes. Let's just take all the things that worked and we'll extend them to 60.
Jeff, next hour we'll have the North Shore Tavern leadoff show for the Bucks and Cubs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.